In one of the sources that I read this week, they suggested that Easter pastors work too hard to tell the story that, I quote, tells itself. That pastors should not try and preach a big flashy sermon, but let the story stand on its own. Now, I know that as I'm saying that, some of you are already getting excited, thinking, yes, I'm going to make it home in time to get my ham in the oven before the family arrives. But sorry, I'm going to at least try to share a little bit about the story. It is true that the Easter story is familiar to each of us. Chances are you wouldn't be here if it weren't familiar to you. Perhaps you just come because it is really great music on Easter, or you get to wear a new outfit, or you get to say Happy Easter and see all of your friends, or maybe it's just because you've always gone to church on Easter. But we come today to remember the story and to celebrate the story. Sharing the direction that I was going to go with my sermon today, Kevin shared a clip with me from a movie that I hadn't seen for many years. And while it was a powerful movie, it wasn't an easy movie to watch. As I watched the clip, I was again moved by the story being told and by the way that faith came alive. So I invite you to watch this short clip. As I think about the Easter story and as I watch this portrayal, I love the line towards the end of the story. But look, that's not the end of it. The cross wasn't the end of the story. Do we really believe that? I know resurrection is something we talk about believing, but do we really? It's certainly not something that's easy to wrap our minds around. It's not something we see. Maybe it's a little easier for us than it was for the disciples and the women, because we do see, at least, people being resuscitated from time to time. But can we really believe in resurrection? Can we really believe in 3 days of death and then life again? The good news is, it's not just us. The disciples couldn't believe it, and Jesus told them that it was going to happen. The women went to the tomb believing that Jesus was going to be there, and he had told them in 3 days he would return. But they got to the tomb, and they were shocked. You don't hear the disciples saying, "Yes, he's back. I knew it. I knew he would be here. Yay, Jesus." No, they couldn't believe it. They didn't remember that Jesus had said that he would return, and they thought the women were crazy. The actual word is leros, which is where we get the term delirious. Anna Carter Florence says that if dead don't stay dead, what can you count on? And isn't it true? Death and taxes, the two things that we can depend on. Or can we? Death is something we understand. Resurrection isn't. Sometimes I think it's a little sad that we're so comfortable talking about resurrection like it's not a big deal. Well, it is. It's not something that happens every day, even though we talk about it at least once a year. If we are just to blindly accept it without having a little doubt and a lot of questions, it really wouldn't be anything special, would it? We often give the impression in the church that we need to accept things, especially things that we read in the Bible. Blindly believe. Sometimes it's easier to do that, isn't it? Just believe what someone tells you. Don't do any of your own research. I won't ask for a show of hands, but how many of you have read something on the internet this week and shared it with another person as though it was fact? I bet a lot of you have. We do it, don't we? We see it in print, it must be so. We don't ask questions, we just smile and say, okay. But there are those that believe that doubt is a lack of faith. But I believe that people of faith need to realize that belief and doubt go hand in hand. That faith isn't having no doubt. It's moving forward in spite of your doubt. We need to read this, and we need to try to question it and try to understand it. How was it said in the letter to the Hebrews? The assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. In this clip of Amistad that we watched, the man Yamba, from just the pictures, began to put together the story. The story that we so easily know. The story we know the detail of. While the other man, the man who was to judge the people, was in the church praying, trying to find a way to understand his role with these prisoners, seeking guidance from God, wanting to do the right thing. And Yamba is finding his own faith in the midst of his own pain and his own suffering. Yamba recognized hope. Hope on the other side of suffering. Without knowing the details, perhaps being full of questions and doubt, but he believed. He knew that he didn't need to fear the future quite as much because there was something beyond this world. There was more to the story. While the disciples doubted resurrection at first, maybe for a while, when they finally believed, it changed everything. That's the kind of faith we're asked to have. A faith that is alive, is living, is breathing, is ever changing. A faith that goes into this world and impacts it. A faith that doesn't just blindly believe resurrection. A faith that questions it and wrestles with it. A faith that believes here, but lives it here. I look around this room, and I see people who live resurrection every day. I see people who write cards to people who are sick. I see people who visit the hospitals, who bring meals to those who need it. People who sit with the homeless and feed the homeless. People who give tirelessly of their time. People who come here and take care of this building. There are those who visit schools, who read to children and mentor children, who advocate for them. I could go on and on, but we see people around us all the time who are living resurrection every day. I have a wonderful, talented friend in Waxahachie. He's a retired minister of music, and I said to him a few months ago, he had written a beautiful benediction hymn for Advent, and we sang it for weeks. I said, why don't you write more? Your words are so incredibly beautiful. Why don't you write more? Well, within a few days, he sent me all kinds of music for Easter and Eastertide. We're going to sing one that he wrote in just a few moments, but I wanted you to get it out and look at it. Because it says to me what we need to take with us today. My friend RG is one that I have watched live resurrection every day. And these words are so amazing. Go and serve the risen Savior. Rise up, go on your way. Our Christ is resurrected on this glad Easter day. The grieving days are ended, the cross, the thorns, the strife. We join him in his rising and his endless life. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. Here's the phrase. Have faith in him, be true to him in all you do and say. Go out with joy. May all your conflict cease. O Church of Christ, the risen Lord, go out in joy.